Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, broadcasting from the Free Zones in the heart of the American Redoubt, inside the wire on KTW 630 AM or 96.5 FM if you are in the Coeur d'Alene or Spokane areas. And for those of you outside that coverage area on our live streaming, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territory, God bless you. Well, this is the voice of the American Redoubt. We want to advance the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty. And the 2 Corinthians 17 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hopefully you guys had a really blessed Thanksgiving. I know we did, and it was just really a wonderful time. I want to share with you something that was sent to me by a patriot. By the way, you know who you are. Thank you very much for sending this to me. Many of you have probably heard of this U.S. Army Ranger veteran, he's retired U.S. Army Ranger, Gary Horton. He's pretty well known in a lot of Christian circles, especially as it pertains to messages of patriotism and to our soldiers or warriors. And this is a video titled U.S. Army Ranger Gary Horton, A Message to Veterans. This is a powerful, powerful message, and it's not really related to Thanksgiving, but I think it's very timely nonetheless, especially in a very precarious time that we are in our country, where warrior spirit Christians and non-Christians need to hear this, especially if you got a warrior spirit and you get it. You just understand it. You understand history. You understand human nature. You understand where we're at. You understand that there's persecution coming to the church, as we were promised. And but this message is really oriented toward the veterans, especially those who've been struggling with various different hardships after having been in combat, and even struggling with suicide. And Gary Horton has traveled across the country over the last 35 years, talks to young people, talks to high school students, and talks to veterans and our warriors in the military. And I just think this is so worth sharing, especially since I was just kind of disappointed that there was only 39,000 views of this video. I think every Christian warrior needs to watch this. And even non-Christian warriors, you need to watch this. It received 1,200 thumbs ups and, sadly but not surprisingly, 51 thumbs down. Somebody actually took the time to deliberately make the effort to click on the thumb down button to say, I don't like this message. So he brings home some really good points. If you've got to understand the battle that rages above us in the spiritual realm. It manifests itself in the physical world, and the war is necessary sometimes, and it's unavoidable sometimes, and it's okay if you are a warrior fighting against the forces of evil. But if you don't understand history, and as the world today does not understand what they're seeing around us, especially the lost. And without that, like he says, there's so much that of what we suffer makes no rhyme or reason without, I don't want to take away from this. I want you to listen to what he has to say. He says it very well. But this really hit home for me because I got thinking this is so applicable. It doesn't matter if you are a veteran or maybe you've never served in the military. Maybe you've never served in the military yet. Maybe you're in law enforcement or some other, place an outlet for that warrior spirit in you, or you just have that warrior spirit. And trying to make sense of what's going on in the world today, especially in light of what's coming. And I think right now, just like the founding fathers did, they raised the young up from 15 years old and up how to use a musket. They taught them the Bible. They taught them tactics. And recently, this summer, there was a hit piece by the leftist media trying to attack this group up in Northeast Washington called Team Rugged. And it was a training course, a school type course that young kids were going through, Christians. And they taught tactics and they taught scripture to make sure it was a very balanced approach. Life lessons type of skills, land navigation, map reading, knot tying, first aid, you know, that type of thing. But they also had tactical training where they were using AR-15s. And it's very, very appropriate, especially tying it in with scripture. But the leftist media spun this as if they were, this was really an attack on Representative Matt Shea, because he went up there, met with them, and took pictures with them, and prayed with them, and encouraged them. What they were doing was very, very balanced. And but what they're trying to do is put this spin on it. Oh, you're training the next generation, these kids, to carry out a Christian holy war, and really try to demonize it. But now more than ever, we need to be training up next generations and this generation for, I think, for warfare, for coming persecution, especially spiritual warfare. Anyway, listen to what Gary Horton has to say. Valuable message and timely.
This is Army Ranger Gary Horton. I want to talk to the troops. It was no accident that back in 04, I took a team to Afghanistan to be able to look you wonderful men and women in the eyes and tell you that some of us understand who you are and what you have given this country. You who have been scarred and maimed and crippled on the outside. My concern is the scars on the inside. I'm not an expert in all this, but I've seen enough of life to be able to talk with you this openly, this honestly. I realized during the Vietnam War, more men and women came back from that war and committed suicide than all of those we lost in combat. I understand the cruelty that was waiting for us. I understand the attitude of this country to blame the warrior for the war. I understand how insane that is and that was. But I want to remind you, what we do unto people will stay here. What you do unto eternity will last forever. I just want to make it clear, if you don't know the God of war, if you don't understand history, if you don't understand why war is important in the survival of the human race, and why those who are ready to fight rarely have to prove it. I understand life's not fair, but I want to make it very clear, there's only one place on this planet where you're going to find justice, and that's in the Supreme Court of heaven, because this is the cosmic planet. This is an evil place. This planet is being run by the ruler of darkness and of evil. And the only light in this dark world comes from one man. I am not talking about religion. Religion is nothing but another con game, another smoke and mirrors, another system of hypocrisy. Christianity has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with a relationship. And if you do not see the big picture, if you do not understand the conflict that rages above us, if you do not understand your enemy from hell to now, then so much of history, so much of the hypocrisy, so much of what we deal with has no rhyme or reason. But only in the light of the wonderful grace and love of a Savior who climbed Calvary's hill all by himself and took on the rulers of darkness and the domination of hell and won. When that man died, he paid for you and me. It cost him everything. His body, his mind, his soul. But I want to give you the good news. He wasn't a sinful man. He wasn't cursed like all of us who have a father where the sin nature is passed down. He was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he stepped out of his glory to die the worst death in human history. If you think life is fair, I ask you, what was wrong with a man tried 6 times without a lawyer and found absolutely innocent, beaten half to death, and then crucified after they declared him innocent? This man bought you and me. He fought the ultimate battle that explains all of the battles and wars that we have endured on this planet from the beginning of time till now. If you do not see that big picture, if you do not read yourself into the eternal picture of life and of history, then so much of what we have endured makes no sense. So much of what we suffer on this planet does not have rhyme or reason, only in the light of the Son of God who gave himself for you and me. He was the God of war. If you study the Old Testament, you keep hearing about the angel of the Lord. That angel was Jesus Christ. He still holds the world's record for the slaughter of the Assyrians and the enemy. He was a man of war. He was the ultimate victor. I know it doesn't sound like what you get in Sunday school and what you get down the road in your kind little church with your 3 points and a poem that's supposed to help you get through this crisis and these difficult times. I'm here to tell you, until you look in the face of the one man who has won the ultimate war and conquered heaven and hell for you and me. Because when he died on that cross, he paid in full for the sins of the human race and gave rhyme and reason to all of the hypocrisy that this world has to deal with. And by a simple act of faith, when you trust in his work, in his death, his burial, his resurrection, yes, he conquered the grave. Death has no rhyme or reason without the resurrection of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In 3 days, he conquered the greatest battlefield known on this entire universe because he rules it. And the reason I say this, until you see your life in his eyes, you're going to listen to the voice of hell, and that voice will use guilt and shame and disaster in your soul after you have seen hell up close. As you well know, the United States military does not prepare us for war. You can't be normal and go to war. You can't be sane and face hell for a heavenly reason. You have to have his presence, his power, his wisdom, his fight within you in order to survive, to cross the line of insanity, in order to win a battle, in order to see hell up close and not have it destroy you. You have no right to have guilt and shame over serving this country. You have no right to allow the pain that you've gone through to drag you down and cause you to throw your life away. You have no excuse forever listening to the voices of hell that's designed to use where you've been and where we've been and to see what we've had to look at up close to cause you to commit suicide and throw your life away. No matter what you had to see, no matter what you had to do, it was righteous in his eyes. It was glorious that you served. It was what God's righteous kingdom is all about. We are here to win the battle. The spiritual battle is the real war. And until we can focus on the battle on the inside, how can we win the battle on the outside? This country has lost its spirit. It's lost its sense of spiritual conviction. This country was founded on faith. It was founded on the power of the Word of God, which is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. His Word is our sword. His soul is our victor. And until we do what we do is unto him, nothing will last, nothing will survive, and it'll be hell on earth until you and I have to face eternity And that's the question I need to ask every one of you fine men and women who put on that uniform. Are you ready to face eternity? When I went to Afghanistan in 04 to share my love and my gratitude and my faith, I ask all of you a question. Where do you plan to spend eternity? Because until you solve that problem, until you resolve that issue, my friend, you don't really know who you are or why you're down here. I want to say with all my heart, thank you for serving this country. Thank you for standing up against overwhelming odds. Thank you for serving when the administration and the politics of this country seems to forget the value of your sacrifice and the courage of your life. But I'm here to tell you, the God of this universe, the Savior himself, the Lord Jesus Christ never forgets those who serve. He's called us to be servants. He's called us to be warriors, because greater is he that is in you and me than he that's in this world, and we can become overcomers. Please listen to me. Do not allow the darkness that you have endured to drag you down the road of suicide and self-destruction. Your family needs you. This country needs you. Your scars and your stripes are reflected by the red, white, and blue that you and I will be buried under. My friend, I'm here to tell you, you're going to win. There's a movie out right now called The Last Ounce of Courage. I want you to find it. I want you to see it. I want you to devour it. I want to help you understand that we are victors, but only in the eyes of eternity. Not in the eyes of our country, not in the eyes of the public, who has very little understanding of how noble it is to serve your country and take down your enemy. But let us win the battle here so that we can face the battles there. In other words, right now, no matter who you are, no matter what you're enduring right now in your life, no matter where you are with your family and your marriage and your job and your future, right now, make the greatest decision that a human being could ever make throughout all of eternity, and resolve the issue of where are you going to spend eternity. It's like a small child who's humble and desperate enough to say, I understand that I'm not capable of saving my own soul. I am not righteous enough. I am not smart enough. And no man can do it without the work, the finished work of a man named Jesus Christ. For by grace we're saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. It's not by works. It's not by what you earn. It's not by your good deeds. It's by faith alone in Christ alone. And you can call on him right now. You can believe in him right now as a child. And remember that his death, burial, and resurrection was the greatest victory among history and among eternity. And all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, you will never be the same. You will have the God of the universe living his life in you. You will never be alone. You will never be without hope and without help and without the kind of love that changes us into what God's called us to be, so that we can fight the battle for freedom, that we can endure the hypocrisy of this world, and we can make a change and make a difference, not just make a living. Do it now. Call upon the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall absolutely be saved.
Segment one was brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com, for your custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers made right here in the American Redoubt. A lifetime guarantee on all their products. We'll be right back.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble, and our heritage of freedom will perish.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zone. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene on the St. Joe River. Your cozy little weekend getaway, a six fully furnished suites. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. All right, now, just in the last couple of minutes, I think this is just a really important message because what the division that we're seeing in the church today, there are folks, in light of this message that you heard in segment one, and training young men with combat skills and firearms, which is our heritage. This is what we used to do with militias. But also teaching them scripture. This is so evil in the eyes of the world. They just don't understand it. They lack understanding. Even Christians, so-called Christians, who have aligned themselves with pagans, with the homosexual community, churches that accept homosexual marriage, and so on and so forth. And these Christians who are championing themselves as some type of social justice warriors, calling out Christians that stand by the Bible or that are teaching their children tactics, or addressing warriors, Christian warriors, to prepare them spiritually and even physically for potential warfare that, if you know history, you know is coming at some point in the future. But there will be a great falling away of the church, and we're warned this, even other Christians. And 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." And these are the so-called Christians that are aligning themselves with Marxists. They're collaborating with those that are at war against Christ and Christ's followers, and accepting awards from these people. And there is that falling away, right? And what they do is they look at Christians that have this worldview like what you just heard in the previous segment, and they're saying, well, that's not the Jesus that I know. Well, they're right. That's not the Jesus they know. They don't know Jesus. They are departing from that. They're following what the Bible calls doctrines of demons. It says that they're following seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, and calling themselves Christians at this time. So I want to just point here, just in the last couple of minutes, I want to share some scriptures with you about what's happening today. The veil, people cannot see the spiritual warfare that's going on. They can't even see it with the spirit because they're blinded. And God allows this and sometimes even causes this. And he told us this was going to happen. So stay true. Stay true to the word. Stay true to the warrior, Christ, who is a warrior. There's no question about it. He's not the mamby-pamby, hippie, weakling. Yes, he is love, but he's also a warrior. Yes, he is merciful, but he's also just. And are we not in need of justice in this world, as evil it is becoming? I want to share some scriptures with you. Proverbs 4:19 says, "The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble." 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised." Now in Isaiah 44:18 says this, "They do not know, nor do they understand, for he," capital H, God, "has smeared over their eyes so that they cannot see, and their hearts so that they cannot comprehend." And that's what's happening. When you hear the word of God today, the world just rails against it. And even some who have been deceived and fallen over to doctrines of demons, aligning themselves, befriending those who are at war with God, they are themselves deceived. In Ezekiel 12:2, it says, "Son of man, you live in the midst of the rebellious house, who have eyes to see but do not see, ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. And I contend that's what our country has become. That's what our culture has become, a rebellious house. Also, Isaiah 6, 9 through 10, he said, go and tell the people, keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the hearts of this people insensitive, their ears dull, and their eyes dim. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and return and be healed. John 1, 5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. That sound familiar? Those are the Pharisees who were with him, John 9, 40 through 41. Those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him, we are not blind, are we? And Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say, we see, your sin remains. And then finally, Matthew 13, 13. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And that's what we have, is a culture that does not understand. When they see scripture, when they see Christians holding to our American Christian heritage, it's like it's foreign to them. They do not remember history. They do not know where they came from. They don't know who they are. And they will war against those people who do and want to preserve it. Christian warriors who know and understand the times that we are in. And not only are they blind and don't understand, but they will use the media. They will use all of the tools available to fight against it. This is an antichrist spirit, including those who call themselves Christians, who are building alliances with those who are at war against God. And finally, Luke 8:10 says, and he said, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. They just don't understand. You do. Hold true, patriots. This is John Jacob Schmidt. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com. God bless, and have a great rest of the Thanksgiving weekend.